The word today is Satan. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Satan was one of the good angels before God's throne. He led a rebellion against God and caused nearly one-third of the angels to get kicked out of heaven. Now he leads the evil angels to tempt God's people to fall into sin. Here to tell us more about angels is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Satan.
We're going to be talking about Satan today. You know, he has caused a lot of difficulty in the lives of the people of God because he is constantly trying to overthrow our faith. He was a rebel against God. You remember that Satan at one point was called Lucifer, which is a child of light, and he was one of the archangels in heaven. But then he began to rebel, and the temptation for Lucifer was that he wasn't content to be a servant of God. He instead wanted to be like God. He wanted to be a god himself. And so he rebels against God, and in the process, he actually led a number of angels, probably quite a sizable number at that, maybe as many, we don't know how many angels there actually were to begin with, but possibly as many as maybe a third of the angels that were in heaven went with Satan as he rebelled, and God cast them out of heaven. So now the evil angels... And I should interrupt myself here to make a statement. First of all, when you talk about angels, these are creatures that God created. Angels are not the spirits of dead people who die here on earth. That's a false rumor and certainly not biblical. It's certainly not true. Angels, there are two types, the evil angels which rebelled with Satan and were kicked out of heaven and now rule around here on the earth. They will still have some control here on earth until God comes through his Son, Jesus Christ, on Judgment Day and puts an end to that. Then Satan will be confined to hell, and he will never more be able to roam around and bother us. He will be confined to hell with the evil angels and all those that have disbelieved in God and did not trust in Christ for their salvation. They will be in hell eternally. Now let me get back to the angels. These evil angels will try to influence us and corrupt us and try to destroy the relationship that we have with God. And so whenever you think of the evil in the world, now let's take something that you may not have thought about before. Maybe you have a brother, a sister, a relative, maybe a neighbor, somebody who is an unbeliever. Now, you may not be aware of the fact that that's not merely a simple matter of their opinion or their mind or their attitude, but this unbelief is actually brought about by Satan. Take a look in the second letter of St. Paul to the church at Corinth, 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verse 4. Here we are told that Satan is involved with what is called obsession. Now, obsession means unbelief, that they are influenced so much by Satan that they deny the Trinity, they deny the deity of Jesus, they deny the true God, and so there is an obsession in their life that causes them to not be able to come to faith. They deny and reject any news about Jesus. So keep that in mind the next time you're trying to debate or argue or discuss with a neighbor or a friend or someone at work or maybe a relative. It could be someone in your own personal family, immediate family. That you're dealing not merely here with the mind and not merely here with the thought process, but also with Satan who is involved and he's trying to put blinders on the person so that they cannot see Christ for who he truly is and they cannot believe the Holy Scriptures for what they truly are. Now, don't confuse this obsession with a physical possession of Satan. We're not talking about that. When that occurs, the physical nature of the person is changed, and Satan enters into their thinking, tries to control their thinking, tries to control their body, tries to control their emotions. Now, that's something else. That's extremely rare, by the way, when Satan takes over the entire physical aspect of a human being. It is a horrible thing, and something that we would hope and pray would never happen in our family or relationship. As a matter of fact, it's such a terrifying thing that you hope you never have to deal with it. But there are such things in the world. Once in a while, you run into this in the world where you see people trying to be fortune tellers, or you see people trying to tell the future in some way through tarot cards or through Ouija boards or other things like this. You know, there's a lot of fakery out there, too, a lot of just plain false attitudes and false feelings. But if a person truly is able to foretell the future, things like that, then the power they are using is the power of Satan. And so avoid that. Don't become involved with that sort of thing. Let's get back to what we were talking about here in terms of how Satan works in the world. Sometimes we use the word medium, a medium. Now, a medium is a person through whom another personality or something supernatural is going on and reveals itself. For instance, we see a case of that, for instance, in the Bible, the Witch of Endor that is referred to in the Bible. The attitude of a person that says, well, I am able to foretell the future, let's say. And we know they're not a child of God because they don't confess Jesus Christ as their Savior. By the way, that's a very good way to find out whether or not a person is a false prophet or not. If someone claims to be prophesying for God, and a lot of false prophets start out that way, they say, well, God revealed to me or God told me, and then they'll try to show that somehow they have a word from God, maybe about some nation or about some war or about some person. And you can tell immediately if what they're predicting and what they're saying is going to happen does not happen. That's the proof that they are a false prophet, that they are not truly a prophet of God. Because a prophet of God, and I'm speaking biblically here now, anyone who claimed to be a prophet of God, in order to be true and honest and accurate, had to be 100% correct. If something they said was going to happen did not happen, it proved they were a false prophet, because God does not lie. And so when God gave somebody a message to bring to the people, it had to be always 100% accurate, and God would therefore fulfill it, and it would therefore reveal that the person was telling indeed what the will of God truly was. Now, Satan tries to use us. You know, in fact, in Acts, the 5th chapter, verse 6, let me quote that for you. Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart? There's a clear case where God says Ananias is being influenced by Satan. Satan has entered his heart and is causing him now to be a servant of Satan. You can look, for instance, at Matthew 16, verse 23. Now, this is a very interesting situation because Satan is actually using Peter, one of the Lord's disciples, to try to tempt Jesus. And so Jesus says to Peter, get behind me, Satan. He knows that Satan is influencing Peter. And so instead of addressing Peter, Christ addresses Satan, who is trying to use Peter. You know, this ought to be a very clear indication to us of watching that the devil doesn't get to the business of influencing us and corrupting us in our judgments and in our opinions. You know, there are actually churches set up to bring glory to the devil, to bring glory to Satan. Another name for Satan is the devil. As a matter of fact, one of the leaders of Satanism, Anton LaVey, he was called the high priest of Satanism, set up what was known as the First Church of Satan. It was in San Francisco. And the various churches around the world, as a matter of fact, just take one country. For instance, in France. In France, there are 60,000 people that are claiming to be followers of Satan. Isn't that incredible? We know that in our own country here in America, record albums that try to describe how to use witchcraft or how to be a witch. There are, I've seen even in my ministry here in the Milwaukee area, people that say, well, Wolf, we are followers of Satan. And we worship Buddha, or we worship this or that deity. There is also a group called the Universal Church of the Master, referring to Satan as their master. That group was started in 1966, so it's not altogether that old already. And we know that the Bible tells us that earth is the domain of Satan. Earth and his evil angels wander around here on earth just looking for some trouble they can cause. As a matter of fact, you know that even the devil tried to make it seem as though he could offer to Jesus the domain of Satan, as though Jesus would simply have to agree with it. Thank God Jesus resisted the temptations of the devil, and we have a God who has remained holy and loves us. We have salvation through Jesus Christ. He is the only true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Salvation. This important booklet is perfect for you or for a friend. As the title suggests, salvation addresses one of the central themes of Christianity, the salvation brought through Jesus Christ. Ask for your free copy when you write to us at The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.